5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have the pleasure of being joined this morning by Luke Rosiak. He's an investigative reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. And the reason I want to talk to Luke, I should mention, by the way, I'm the editor-in-chief of the for-profit Daily Caller.
Nepotism!
Yeah, nepotism. Yeah, some nepotism here. But it's good. I'm glad I know Luke, because Luke has been tracking a very interesting story for many months now. It's been percolating. This is one of those stories that probably deserves a lot more attention, definitely does, than it's been getting. And at some point, all of the footwork that Luke has been putting into this, I feel, is going to definitely pay off. I mean, we're going to probably see something big come out of this story. So let's rush right into it. Luke, first of all, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
So give people an update on this. This is a group of brothers was hired by the Democrats to serve as their IT staff. I believe they're all Pakistani, correct?
Right.
And in the process, they had access to a bunch of information, and they appeared to be either not showing up to work or outright misusing it. Give people sort of the cliff notes of what this story has been so far.
Sure. So a couple months ago, Capitol Police informed dozens of members of Congress that their IT guys were the suspects in a criminal probe involving theft and the misuse of information. You would call it hacking, except that these guys basically had keys to the place. They didn't need to break in because they had access to every email sent and received by members of Congress that they worked for, and every file that was on every staffer's computer. These guys could absolutely read everything. So, you know, we looked into these guys, and every aspect of their background is just incredibly troubling. There's red flags left and right, serious financial problems, tremendous allegations of fraud and violence and extortion against them. There's every indication that these guys are up to no good and they'd do anything for money. But members of Congress have really just totally ignored it. They've just played it down, and they're just hoping that people, you know, don't pay any attention to this. But it's really, there's every piece of evidence suggests that something very strange and very serious is going on. So the latest story that I have up involves several of these members of Congress had a guy who was working at McDonald's and eventually got fired from McDonald's, working as their email server administrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think is an interesting data point. Definitely people, I mean, people have been fired from McDonald's before and probably have some IT acumen as well. But this is just another bizarre feature, again, in what you just mentioned, in a story that there's like millions of red flags popping up on these guys.
My question right. for you is, how did this guy even get in, the first one, get in and get hired by Deborah Wasserman Schultz? How was he put in contact with her? Do we know that?
No, we don't know that. I mean, back in 2005, Imran Awan started working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a couple other members, and then he put his two brothers, Abid and Jamal Awan, their wives, Hina and Natalia, on there. And then, you know, his best friend, Raul Abbas, is the one who worked at McDonald's. And, you know, he owns all these houses, and he's having people give him rent, but they're paying rent in cash, and they're making payments out to strangers, or sometimes he uses Raul Abbas as basically a cutout for these rental payments. So you see just, like, very strange and pretty savvy financial maneuvering. What the goal here with Congress, we don't know, but these guys were getting paid $165,000 a year each, which is chief of staff level salary. And they're working for the same group of Democrats. They obviously knew that there was nepotism. I mean, you've got five people with the same last name working for the same people. And some of these members themselves were willing to put the whole family on the payroll. In particular, Emanuel Cleaver had, and he's the Democrat from Missouri, he had Imran Awan, his wife Hina, his brother Abid, and the wife Natalia, and then this guy Rahul Abbas. All of them were working IT for him.
So
and
that, that whole family, the whole family collecting nearly $1 million in taxpayer money together, working for these congressmen. What was the thing that alerted Capitol Police in the first place that these guys deserve to be under a criminal probe?
Well, they actually collected $5 million over the last several years altogether.
Wow.
But so this is absolutely a multi-million dollar scam. And Politico is describing the investigation as being into theft of equipment as well as serious illegal breaches of data security. So I don't know if there's another aspect to financially
right.
what they're stealing from these members, but it's clearly in the millions. And
it
then
came...
what's going on in their personal life is millions as well. But we don't know how this originally came to Capitol Police's attention.
Well, it came in an awkward time. It came in an awkward time because Debbie Wasserman Schultz was running the DNC, and the DNC's servers were reportedly hacked by Russians in that time frame. And you're telling us that these guys had access to all of Debbie Wasserman Schultz's congressional emails at the same time.
They did, and Imran Awan also had access to her personal iPad that she used for the DNC. If you search Imran's name in WikiLeaks, the DNC called him in whenever they needed access to her iPad because he's her number one IT guy in all aspects of her, you know, sort of digital affairs.
Wait, so let me, we were running out of time here, but my question to you is why then, the elephant in the room, why aren't Democrats cooperating with the Capitol Police? Why wouldn't you want to get to the bottom of this and find out how much you've been compromised?
And that's where the story gets weird, because on the surface, these Democrats were just victimized by staffers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I assumed going into this. You know, it was a scam. Democrats are surely going to fire these guys right away. But Wasserman Schultz has refused to fire this guy. She's threatened the police chief with consequences.
Wait, to this day?
Yeah, Imran Awan still works in the Capitol.
Jeez.
The Capitol Police have banned him from computers, and Wasserman Schultz hasn't come in anyway.
So he's not allowed to do his job, but he's still getting paid.
Right, and he could easily be having access to computers or having someone else access them for him. I mean, he's been seen in the Capitol, and Wasserman Schultz has said, I'm not going to fire him.
Okay, this is Luke Roziak. If you've been listening at all over the last few minutes, make sure to look him up. Luke Roziak at the Daily Caller News Foundation with a great series of reporting on this stuff. Luke, thank you.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.